person worked all day, when he came in at night, he might be very
tired.
Okay, what about some strong terms for that?
Worn out, exhausted.
If one of your children was well one day and then all of a sudden the next day she was not well and was in bed and everything, you might say, I don't know what happened, just all of a sudden she...
She got sick or she's under the weather.
Okay. If there's a cold going around and one of your children has it, you might say, well, yesterday, Melissa, would you ever say caught a cold or caught cold?
Caught a cold.
And when you have a cold, sometimes in your something happens in your throat and it makes your voice sound kind of scratchy. You say you are
very hoarse.
Okay. And if it makes you do that, okay. Let's see. A person who can't hear is
deaf.
Okay. And when you work out in the sun, doing yard work or something, you might, and you get soaking wet, it's because you
perspire.
Okay. And men.
Or sweat.
Okay. My grandmother always told me that ladies perspire and men sweat.
Right, I heard that too.
We must have had grandmothers who were very much alike. What about, I don't know whether people still get them or not, I haven't seen one in years, but when I was a kid out in the country, every once in a while we'd get a big hump come up on our arm or on our rear ends or somewhere and it would be sore.
A ball.
Okay. And if you lanced it, what would come out of it?
Pus.
Okay. A cut in the arm or something might be called a what?
Gash.
Okay. Any kind of injury where the skin is open would be called a what?
Sore.
Okay. If a bullet goes in, it'd be a bullet.
Wound.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term proud flesh?
Right.
What does it mean?
I have no idea unless it's just a dead.
Well,
skin.
But you have heard the term.
I have.
What was it? Older people use it?
My grandmother used to say this. I stuck a nail on my foot one time and I tore it up because I ran. Instead of lifting my foot up off the nail, it was in the board and I just ripped my foot open.
She said you had.
She said, Janelle, come in, look at all this proud flesh on this kid's foot. And me, of course, I was doing just what all kids do, screaming, wouldn't be still. I thought I'd lost my foot.
My boy turned his bicycle over not long ago and cut his ankle pretty bad. He thought he had lost his ankle. He really thought his ankle had come off. What about the medicine that they don't use it anymore, I don't think. It used to be real common that you put on a cut that would burn there.
Violet?
No, before the violet. Okay. let's see. When a person stops living, you say, well, last week he
passed away.
Okay. Do you ever use the term died?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you might say, well, I, if you didn't know what caused it, you might say, I don't know what he died.
Wow.
Okay. A place where people are buried is what?
Cemetery or graveyard.
Okay, and the container of the item in which persons are buried is a what?
Coffin.
Okay. The ceremony before burial is called a what?
Funeral.
Okay. When people dress in black, you say they are in?
Mourning.
Okay. And what are some let's see how I can think